news that says, here men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD. It came in peace for all mankind. It has the crew members' signatures and the signature of the President of the United States.
If I can avoid it.
That's right, yeah.
Houston, how's that field of view going to be? Pick up the Mesa. Following. Good.
Neil, this is Houston. The field of view is okay. We'd like you to aim it a little bit more to the right, over.
Okay. Okay, that's all the cable we have on the way out. I'll start working on the solar wind.
A little bit too much to the right. Can you bring it back left about 4 or 5 degrees? Okay, that looks good, Neil.
Okay, now, think I ought to be farther away or closer? Can't get too much further away. Let's try it like that for a while. I'll get a couple panoramas with it, Drew.
Roger, you look okay as far as distance goes, Neil, and we'll line you up again when you finish the panorama. You're going too fast on the panorama sweep. You're going to have to stop for...
I haven't stopped. I haven't set it down yet. That's the first picture in the panorama. Right there.
Roger.
It's taken... just about north-northeast. Tell me if you got a picture, Houston.
Well, we've got a beautiful picture, Neil.
Okay, I'm going to move it.
Okay, there's another good one. Okay, we got that one.
Okay, now this one's right down sun, straight west. And I want to know if you can see an angular rock in the foreground.
Roger, we have a large angular rock in the foreground, and it looks like a much smaller rock a couple of inches to the left of it. Over.
Right, and on beyond it, about 10 feet, is an even larger rock that's very rounded. That rock is about, the closest one to you is about sticking out of the sand about 1 foot. It's about a foot and a half long, and it's about 6 inches thick, but it's standing on edge.
Roger. Roger, and we see the shadow of the limb.
And the hill, Roger, the little hill just beyond the shadow of the limb is a pair of elongate craters, probably the pair together is 40 feet long and 20 feet across, and they're probably 6 feet deep. We'll probably get some more work in there later.
Roger, and we see Buzz going about his work.
How's that for a final...
For a final orientation, we'd like it to come left about 5 degrees, over. Back to the right about half as much.
Okay.
Okay, that looks good there, Neil.
Okay.
Okay, you can make a mark, Houston.
Roger, follow in.
And incidentally, you can use the shadow that the staff makes to assist you in getting it perpendicular.
Roger.
Small depressions get soft and you tend to think, oh, maybe 2 or 3 inches. I can suggest exactly what the layer picture showed when they pushed away a little bit. You can see force transmitted through the upper surface of the soil, and about 5 or 6 inches of bay, it breaks loose and moves as if it were caked on the surface, when in fact it really isn't.
I notice in the soft spots where we have footprints nearly an inch deep that the soil is very cohesive, and it will retain a slope of probably 70 degrees on the side of the footprint.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's next. Did it come off? Roger, get the camera.
That part.
Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, AOS, over.
Columbia on the high gain, over.
Columbia, this is Houston reading you loud and clear, over.
Yeah, reading you loud and clear, how's it going?
Roger, the EVA is progressing beautifully. I believe they're setting up the flag now.
Great.
I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
That's all right, I don't mind a bit. How is the quality of the TV?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mike, it really is.
Oh, geez, that's great. Is the lighting halfway decent?
Yes, indeed. They've got the flag up now, and you can see the stars and stripes on the lunar surface.
Beautiful, just beautiful.
Neil, this is Houston radio check, over.
Hi, Roger. Houston, loud and clear.
Roger,
loud and clear, Houston.
Roger, Buzz.
Sometimes it takes about two or three spaces to make sure that you've got your feet underneath you. And about two or three or maybe four easy phases can bring you to a fairly smooth stop. Direction. Like a football player, you just have to put out to the side and cut a little bit. So-called kangaroo hop does work, but it seems as though your forward stability is not quite as good as it is in the conventional, more conventional one foot after another. As far as saying what a same pace might be, I think the one that I'm using now would get rather tiring after several hundred. But this may be a function of the suit as well as lack of gravity force here.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
Say again, Houston.
Roger, right, we'd like to get both of you on the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you on the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you. Over. Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you do. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure they too join with America in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done. And one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity, and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Look forward to that very much, sir.
Columbia, Columbia, this is Houston, over.
Loud and clear, Houston.
Roger, I've got a P-22 auto optics pad for you.
Roger, Roger, go ahead.
Roger, B-22, landmark ID, LEM, T1-110-2656. T2-110-3206. 3 miles south. Time of closest approach, 110-3340. Shaft 353.855. Trunnion 46.495. Roll 0. Pitch 250. Yaw 0. Over.
Roger, thank you. Read back that required.
Roger out.
Houston, it's very interesting to note that when I kick my foot at the rail with no atmosphere here and it's gravity, they seem to leave, and most of them have about the same angle of departure and velocity. As far as I stand, the large portion of them will impact at a certain distance out. Are several percentage, of course, that will impact different regions out, but it's highly dependent upon initial trajectory upwards. Determine where most of the priority of the particle come down, like the terrain.
Roger, Buzz, and break, Columbia, this is Houston. When you track out of high gain antenna limits, request Omni-Delta. Omni-Delta, over.
Come in.
I've noticed several times in going from the sunlight into shadow that just as I go in, I catch an additional reflection off the limb. Along with the reflection off my face onto the visor, makes visibility very poor just at the transition sunlight into the shadow. I essentially have so much glare coming onto my visor, I'm in shadow until the helmet actually gets shadow, and then it takes a short while for my eyes to adapt to the lighting condition. Inside the shadow area. Visibility, as we've said before, is not too great, but both visors up. We can certainly get what sort of footprints we have and the general condition of the soil. And after being out in the sunlight a mile, it takes. Watch it, Neil. Neil, you're on the cable.
Okay.
Yeah, let's have your right foot. Right foot. It's still, your toe is still hooked in it.
That one?
Yeah, it's still hooked in it. Wait a minute. Okay, you're clear now.
Thank you.
Now let's move that over this way. Cocoa color seems to be particles.
Buzz, this is Houston. You're cutting out on the end of your transmission. Can you speak a little more closely into your microphone? Over.
Roger, I'll try that.
Beautiful.
Well, I had that one inside my mouth that time.
Sounded a little wet.
A little wet. Time spent in the shadow doesn't seem to have any thermal effects. Maybe we're still inside the suit. There is a difference, of course, in the coming radiation in the helmet, so I think there's a tendency to feel a little cooler in the shadow than we feel out in the sun.
Columbia, this is Houston, over. Columbia, this is Houston, over. Columbia, this is Houston, over.
Houston, copy on Delta.
Roger, you should have VHF AOS with the LEM right about now. VHF LOS will be at 40 minutes, 15 seconds, over.
Around the area, the contrast in general is comes about completely by virtue of the shadows. Almost deep. Looking down sun, real phase, very light colored gray, light gray colored, like the halo. Becomes strongest in that the surrounding color is still fairly light as you look down into the sun, but a larger amount of that out area is looking toward us. The general color of the surrounding is darker than the raw sun. Contrast is not as great. Surveying the all the dusty area that we've kicked up, considerably darker in texture now, has picked up once. And I imagine that this has been now by certain facts that we've surveyor. The same is true by survey cross sun. Along the area that we're walking. General, in addition to the fact that there are footprints there, general terrain where I've been coming up out of this surface trail is generally of a darker contrast on the color. Panorama I'll be taking is about 30 to 40 feet out to plus, but the plus V strut.
Roger.
And right in this area there are two craters. The one that's right in front of me now as I look off in about the 11 o'clock position from spacecraft, about 30 to 35 feet across. There's several rocks and boulders, 6-8 inches across, varying sizes. Thank you. my strut.
Houston, go ahead, over.
Roger, no marks on the limb that time. I did see a suspiciously small white object whose coordinates are.
Go ahead with the coordinates on the small white object.
EZ.3.7.6, but I'm not sure whether to see them right on the southwest rim of a crater. I think they would know it if they were in such a location. It looks like their limb would be pitched up quite a degree. It's on the southwest wall of a smallish crater.
Roger, copy. Echo. Decimal 3 and 7 decimal 6 and on Columbia, this is Houston, while I'm talking to you. LOS will be at 111-19-31. AOS 112-0543. Over.
Negative, Houston, you're broken. Disregard, am I flight plan.
Roger, out.
Mounted on quad one seems to be a good bit more wrinkled. I'm right now on quad four.
You're breaking up again, Buzz.
Breaking up again, Buzz.
I say the jet deflector that's mounted on quad four seems to be, the surface of it seems more wrinkled than the one that's on quad one. Generally, underneath part of the lamp seems to have stood up quite well to the, look at some pictures in the aft part of the lamp. The sun illuminate the thermal effects much better than we could get them up here in the front.
Roger up.
Want to get some particular photographs of the small sample area in here.
Okay.
Roger, and Neil has 66%, O2, no flags, minimum cooling, and the suit pressure is 382.
Houston, roger up. Buzz, this is Houston. Have you removed the close-up camera from the Mesa yet? Over.
Camera from the...
Negative, thank you.
Roger, it looks like you're about a half hour slow on it. We're working on consumables, over.
All right.
is Houston. To clarify my last, your consumables are in good shape at this time. The 30-minute reference was with respect to the nominal timeline, over.
Roger, I understand that. take an angle, Neil.
Yep. I think you're right.
The passive seismometer has been deployed manually.
Roger.
And the manual deployment of the LR cubed little spring that's at the end of the string pulled off of the pit pin. Now, however, I was able to reach up and get hold of the pit pin and pull it loose. So it'll be deployed manually also.
Roger.